I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Oh, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to our series of programs where we'll be exploring the more than 60 years of my musical journey, a journey with no end in sight, thank God. And last time I was talking about how I got really started in music in the early 50s through the great music of the Lilly Brothers and Don Stover, music that we call bluegrass now, but back then it was called hillbilly music. And I was also taken in by the great voice of Hank Williams and the other Hanks, Hank Snow and Hank Thompson. And this all happened on a radio program called the Hayloft Jamboree, WCOP in Boston. And the disc jockey was a great character there named Nelson Bragg. And he called himself the Merry Mayor of Milo, Maine. And he just kept me going and got me into this music. And eventually I got a guitar from a friend of mine, a plywood guitar, and learned how to play that and actually got on the jamboree in the spring of 54. And I was a star for a little while. My friends all started calling me Tex, and I really enjoyed this. And that summer we went away to a cottage by the seashore. We had no phone, and the Jamboree didn't do the shows in the summertime, so I was out there on my own, selling vegetables by the side of the road and earning enough money so I could buy myself a brand new Martin D18 guitar, just the kind that Hank Williams played. But when I came back in the fall, I was in for a rude awakening because the radio station had changed its format. And it was no longer playing hillbilly music. And there I was with my guitar all dressed up and nowhere to go. But I started cruising the radio dial, and this is what I heard.
Jumping with my boy, see it in the city. Jumping with my boy, see it in the city. Mr. President of the DJ committee, we're gonna be up all night getting with you. We want you to spin the sounds by the witty from down in the land that's real, real pretty. Make everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Make everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Play anything cool for me and my baby. We don't wanna think we're listening to lazy. It's got to be press, bird cheering all the bassy. The dial is all set right close to 80. Let her roll.
Oh my goodness, this was something totally different from the Merry Mayor of Milo, Maine. This was the theme song for a disc jockey named Symphony Sid. And just the way I got taken in by Nelson Bragg and his inimitable style. Sid had his own style. He had a very deep, rich voice, and he talked about the hippest, the coolest, and this kind of talk. And I found myself tuning in every day. And in the afternoon, this is what I was going to hear if I got my... Here we go.
Me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say you know when. You know I love you. Yes, I do, and I'm saving all my loving just for you. Need your loving and I need it bad. Just like a dog when he's going mad. Ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Baby, won't you give your love to me? Any minute and money more. Told me didn't want me around no more. You let your dog bite me.
Mm-hmm.
my love in jail for you. Any minute in money more. Told me they'd want me around no more. Ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee. Baby, don't you let your dog bite me.
Oh, this was a very exciting news to me. Listen to the piano and the drums and the saxophone and Fats' own voice. Just amazing. So here he is again. Ain't that a shame?
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Shame, you're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Goodbye, although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. When you said goodbye, ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry, ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Oh, man. When I heard this coming out of the radio, you don't know what it did to me. I don't know what it did to me, but it did something. And I was just starting to get taken down another road. I'd been taken down the road of hillbilly music and white southern music, and now I was getting into the black world courtesy of Symphony Sid. This was, you know, at the time in the early 50s, the other music that teenagers were supposed to be listening to was so vapid. How much is that doggy in the window? Or we will have these moments to remember. It was just Nowheresville, as Sid might have said. And I found myself really couldn't possibly be listening to that stuff. And here was this music coming at me and digging into me deep. And Sid was playing the real unadorned music here. There was no dressing it up, and the energy was just unbelievable.
Wah bam ba loom bam ba lam bam bam tooty boot oh hoo. Oh,
indeed. Boy, you don't know what you do to me. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. 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 Pop, pop, blue, pop. What you do to me, to the booty?
All right, let's have another one. Lucille. One and only Little Richard. How can you describe what this would do to a 16-year-old boy from Dedham, Massachusetts? It just tore me up. And I was just responding to the energy there and the voice of Little Richard. I mean, if I've been in the recording business for a long time, and I can imagine sitting in a control room listening to him sing and recording it and getting it down on tape and getting that record out to the world. I mean, it is just amazing to me. So Symphony Sid was doing this to me every afternoon once I got home from Latin school. And he wasn't just playing, you know, Little Richard and Fats made it out to the big world, but he was playing the real rhythm and blues music. One of the great women singers was Ruth Brown. And let's listen to this. It's Teardrops from My Eyes.
Every time it rains, I think of you. And that's the time I feel so blue. When the rain starts to fall and my love comes tumbling down, and it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Well, if you see clouds here in my eyes, it's just because you said goodbye. Although the sun is shining,
Teardrops in my eyes. Listening to her and that band, the first part of R&B is rhythm, and that band was rocking there, and just beautiful time. The bass was tearing that thing along, and great head arrangements of the band. Just a wonderful, there are all these R&B bands touring around the country, in the South primarily. Sometimes they would get up to Chicago, New York, places like that. But they were just amazing bands and great head arrangements and making that thing really swing. So here's another of my favorites from that time, the great Lloyd Price. Lottie, 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 Miss Claudie.
Because
down the road he goes, Lloyd Price there with Lordy, 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 Miss Claudie. So Sid was doing this every afternoon from 4 to 5, and the R&B part of the program. And then at 5 o'clock, he became Brother Sid. And here I was going down yet another brand new road where I had never been before. And let's listen to the sister, Rosetta Tharpe.
Above my head, I hear music in the air. Well, I really do believe there is a heaven somewhere. Heavens up above my head. I see trouble in the air. Up above my head, I see trouble in the air. Up above my head.
About that, sister Rosetta Tharpe. Now listen to that guitar. That's her playing the guitar. I had a wonderful chance to see her up close in a church in Roxbury in Boston years later, and I'll tell you what, there was no escape from this woman's energy and that guitar sound. I challenge any guitar player today to get that sound. I've never heard anything like it. It is so raw and so powerful and so wonderful. She was just an amazing performer. So there was Sid getting me into that. And then, of course, there were some wonderful, wonderful groups. And my favorite was the Swan Silvertones.
Warm singing Mary.
Warm Mary, don't you weep.
Martha, don't have to mourn.
Warm Martha, don't you mourn.
Listen to me, Mary.
Martha don't have to mourn.
Oh, Pharaoh's army, they got drowned in the sea one day. But Jesus said,
Mary,
your little sister don't have to mourn no more. Now can I get a witness? He said,
Mary,
Martha don't have to mourn.
Tomorrow.
It may be somebody
oh,
sick today.
Baby,
if somebody here ain't got no home.
Oh, Martha,
but listen, Pharaoh's army,
oh, baby,
they got drowned in the sea one day. But I believe a man said, me,
oh, baby,
your little sister don't have to mourn no
oh,
more.
Martha,
now listen, if I could right
yeah.
now. I wanna tell you that I surely would now.
Mm-hmm.
on the rock, children. Stand on the rock where Moses stood one day. Because Pharaoh's army, that's what the Bible said, got drowned in the sea. Only one day. But I believe the man said, man. He said, man. All over after a while.
Mary, don't you,
you won't have to give up right for wrong no more.
Mary, don't you,
and maybe it could have been a little hard to hear.
Mary,
and I believe
you,
Jesus said I better call a little bit louder.
Mary, don't you,
Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you,
wish I had somebody to help me call me.
Mary, don't
you, yeah, Mary.
Oh,
deep water, if you trust in my name,
oh, oh,
I'll be your rock in a weary land.
Oh, Mary, don't you be.
I don't believe she hides you. You better call
Mary,
her again.
Oh, Mary, don't you
be. Yeah, Lord.
Oh, Mary, don't you be.
Till Martha don't have to mourn no more.
Oh, the Swan Silvertones there with Claude Jeter singing incredibly high, amazing stuff. We weren't hearing this in St. Mary's Parish in Dedham, Massachusetts, and we weren't singing this kind of music at Roxbury Latin School in the morning service either. So this was all just very exciting to me. Years later, we used to get these great gospel shows coming to Boston, and I got to see the Swans two or three times, and you know, you hear it on record, and then you see them in person, and it's just even more. You can hardly contain yourself, and most people didn't contain themselves when they were listening to them. Now, you might be wondering what you're listening to if you're just tuning in. You're listening to, of course, Royalton Community Radio. My name is Jim Rooney. This is called In It for the Long Run, and it's my musical journey, more than 60 years so far. And this program here is dedicated to the great disc jockey Symphony Sid, who introduced me to all of this music that I'm playing today, rhythm and blues, gospel music, and a little later on jazz. I can't thank him enough. And there are disc jockeys in this world that affected so many people with the music, especially back at this time in the early 50s, when the society at large was pretty buttoned down. Eisenhower was the president, and it was all white picket fences and a lot of white stuff all everywhere. And the poor whites weren't very visible, and certainly the poor blacks weren't very visible. And this radio music got to me and laid a foundation, really, for the rest of my musical life. And the gospel part of it now, we've got to get to the best, unquestionably the best, Mahalia Jackson. And I won't have to say anything more about it.
Gracious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, take my hand. Precious Lord, and lead me home when my way grows.
Jackson. Just listening to her gets me so emotional. It's hard to talk. And I mentioned that this music was really becoming the foundation of my whole musical life. And it went into me and it stayed there. And you never know when it's going to come out again or in what form it will come out. And many years later, I've had the great good fortune to meet and work with Iris DeMint. And the source of Iris's music came through her mother and the gospel music that was played in her house. And we decided at some point to make a recording of this music, and it's an album called Lifeline. So I just wanted to play this for you as an indication of how this music, which I heard way back in the early 50s, has not left me and stays in there and comes out again in another form. Here is Iris DeMint.
Green. politicians fire to him whose truth and righteous nails engage the waiting soul to bless.
Iris Dement there singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. So when Sid finished with that hour, that radio station was a sun-up to sundown station. So he then moved over at nighttime to WCOP, which used to be the home of the Hayloft Jamboree. So he was now doing a nighttime show from a place called the Hi-Hat, which was a lounge, jazz lounge in Boston. And he would play jazz at night. So from R&B to gospel music to jazz, all in the course of an afternoon and an evening. This was my instructions for the rest of my life. And I'm going to start off. Sid, as I mentioned, had a very mellifluous voice, and he'd like to say, you could pick up your threads at Sandy's, and Sandy's is the home of the hippest and the coolest, and you can get your Mr. B high roll collar there. And I didn't know what a Mr. B high roll collar was. I didn't know who Mr. B was. Mr. B was Billy Eckstein.
The evening breeze caressed the trees tenderly. The trembling trees
kiss the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh. Were we the shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
Mr. B, Billy Eckstein. Well, I just can't help talking that way, listening to that voice. Unbelievable voice. I hope you have some bass up on your radio to listen to him. And speaking of that, listen, all these voices from Little Richard to Ruth Brown, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Mahalia Jackson, Claude Jeter, and the Juan Silvertones, I was getting a real lesson in vocal styles. These singers, you know, every one of these recordings, let us remember, friends, these were made live. There were no edits. There was no digital this or that to fix anything. These people could really do it. And that's what I think we appreciate. That's what makes us come back to these records again and again and again. These people were absolutely great artists. And they had a lot of fun while they were doing it, and one of the best in the jazz world at the time, and the most fun. And I had a chance later on to work with him as a tour manager for the Newport Jazz Festivals on the road. He was always fun and a great genius, really. And let's listen to Dizzy Gillespie. Thank you.
sell peanuts, sell peanuts. 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 Sell peanuts, sell peanuts.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. These guys were great virtuosos, and they were having a ball. Two more, Slim Gaylord and Slam Stewart. I love Slim Gaylord because he used to cry out, Rooney O'Valti, and I did not know what Rooney O'Valti meant, but it was Rooney, so it must have been okay. And these guys, Slim could play with a piano with his fingers upside down. You know, he was quite the showman, and Slam Stewart was too. So let's just continue the fun here. Jump session.
Look out now, we're ready to jump, because the rhythm is jumping, jump session. 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 Thank you.
is jumping, jump session. The rhythm is jumping, jump session.
Boy, the rhythm really was jumping.
Oh, Rooney, oh, Vaulty. It was definitely jumping. Slim and Slam. Slim Gaylord, Slam Stewart there, friends. Now, one afternoon, Sid announced that the Duke Ellington Orchestra was going to be playing at Storyville, which was a club that George Wein had opened, a jazz club that George Wein, who later did the Newport Jazz Festivals and the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fair, great man. He started Storyville, and it was going to be the Duke Ellington Orchestra on Easter Sunday afternoon, and it was a benefit for the NAACP. So I decided I would get in there. And I got in there with a buddy of mine from school. We were probably the only two white people in the place except for the maitre d' and the bartender. And as it turned out, as Sid would say, this was the hippest. Because members of the Duke Ellington Orchestra, Johnny Hodges was from Cambridge, Mass. Harry Carney was from Dorchester, part of Boston. And Paul Gonzalez was from Pawtucket. So all their families were there. It was as inside as you could get, and I was sitting about 20 feet away from Duke Ellington in all of his splendor on Easter Sunday. And at some point, he did Easter Parade, and a woman, a large woman with a great big Easter bonnet, got up and almost sat in his lap. And when he got to the part of On the Avenue, when it's supposed to be Fifth Avenue, in this case it was On the Avenue, Columbus Avenue, which is the main street in the black part of Boston, everybody went wild. It was an amazing place. So here is the Duke Ellington Orchestra from that era playing one of his greatest pieces, Caravan.
Thank you.
The great Duke Ellington band there with Caravan. And our time has come and gone, but I've been doing a tribute here to Symphony Sid, the great disc jockey in Boston who introduced me to rhythm and blues, gospel music, and jazz. And I'm going out here with myself, Bill Keith, and Mark O'Connor playing nothing else but Caravan. Thank you so much. This is Jim Rooney, and I'm in it for the long run.